Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
We have our very own esteemed colleague here, Rusty Menzel, joining us in the studio.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
So it's going to be a fresh 21. You get your first wine cooler tonight.
You know,
congratulations.
That's
you're going to like
it.
Go from Seagram's. Go for Seagram's. You're
going to
like it. Go lightweight.
Yeah,
go lightweight tonight.
Not
too hard.
I used to get the strawberry daiquiri one I think they had.
Man, a little four-pack.
That takes me back.
Dude, that four-pack.
I think and Tiff was listening. She was begging the Delta people, maybe upgrade her. Begging's not a good word.
I know. Look, I can't get into the travel logistics of what happened for this trip, but on the way there,
Delta,
you know, I need to
first class and Seagram's. Let's get this girl taken care of.
Birthday seat.
Get this girl taken care of.
Birthday seat, please.
Rusty, I want to dive right in real quick into Kirby Smart's comments about the crowd. Mm-hmm. I know that a lot of Georgia fans have been talking about that. I know this is a conversation that Nick Saban had after I left Alabama about the student section, and we need you guys to be a part of this moving forward. And I know that. There were there were times that it seemed like there wasn't anything exciting happening. I know it was hot last weekend. Kind of been what a lot of Georgia fans are saying and what's Kirby Smart's response to
I was kind of surprised at the, I would say, social media reaction. I heard Kirby interview yesterday. He said, I really don't know, because I kept getting questions, but he doesn't follow social media, doesn't kind of know the pulse of that.
Smart.
Two things I'll say with that, on a fan side, it was hot as hell Saturday.
Yeah.
Like, if you sit on that other side of the stadium, you're getting smoked.
You're getting roasted,
I mean, you're getting smoked. Mm. And, you're a team that you're 20-point favorite. Even though it was crazy to sound, the Georgia-Auburn, it was kind of lackluster going into it, not expecting a bunch. The game kind of just wasn't a ton of explosive plays. I can see where people were like, man, it's smoking hot. I'm going to sit in my seat, and I'm going to get out of here. But I understand Kirby's side of it, because Kirby just said in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, in one of the most electric atmospheres in all of college football, and he's finally getting to come home after 3 weeks, and he's hoping he walks into a crazy environment. Right. He understands the pulse of Georgia-Auburn. It's a big game, and It just kind of got – it took off from there. I don't expect it to be an issue. I think the Mississippi State game is going to be an afternoon. It'll be a little cooler second half. They're going to get to light the stadium up in the fourth quarter for the first time. You think about this. You get through this game, your next home game will be Tennessee. Then you get Georgia Tech on a Friday night for the first time, I think, ever. So Tennessee will be a night game. They hadn't announced it yet. Be surprised if it's not. Then you get Georgia Tech. So the rest of the year, I think the home games – for Georgia, I don't think it's going to be an issue on crowd.
Yeah, I agree.
It's hot, man. I mean, I get
there
it.
No, it's honestly,
smoking hot.
It's funny because on the flip side, South Carolina and Bama play at noon, and Bama's coming off a Vanderbilt loss. Dude. I'm like, dude, I'm hoping it cools off for that crowd for sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you'd hope so.
Yep.
You know, I hate Tennessee with every ounce of my being.
I know what you're about to say.
And the one time I go and pick them, they blow it. Can they blow it 2 weeks in a row?
Do you deep down want Florida to beat Tennessee?
Yes, because
I've heard Florida fans are saying this week they don't.
I absolutely despise that thought process. I want to win everything
there you
I can.
Go. There you go. Nobody should ever question you again about Florida. Yeah. I'm telling you right now, I read the Florida boards, our own three sites.
Those guys are clowns.
And I'm telling you now, those guys are like, we cannot win this game. I'm dead serious.
You know what worries me? You know what? It's so counterproductive because you don't win games like this. The future is DJ Lagway. He might not be there.
That's right.
And whatever you think about Billy Napier, and I've got thoughts.
Yep.
The one thing I'll give him is he has decided, I know that this is Graham Mertz's team because of the players that told me that.
Yep.
But I'm going to let DJ get his, and getting his, and, man, he's making throws.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any chance in holy hell that they can go into Knoxville and win this game?
I mean, there's always a chance.
You know, straight.
I was going to say.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age, wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few, but if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. .com.
Always a chance that I get to dunk again one more time in my life.
Don't cliche me. Tell me that. Be real with me.
I would be
very surprised if Florida finds a way because of how the matchup is. You get Tennessee off a loss. You know, some of the stuff that was exposed. I think Arkansas, me and Mike were talking off the air, underrated physicality team. Quarterback gets hurt late. Kid from North Cobb, Malachi Singleton, comes in cold and delivers what he needed to do on a winning drive. I don't know that he should have scored because I know they let him score. You make them run those timeouts. But that's a freshman quarterback just never played. When he walked in the end zone, I went, oh, no, dude, they don't dive down at the one and make them burn their timeouts. But, you know, Tennessee got down the field and had a shot. But to answer your question, Bo, I would be really surprised if they beat them in Knoxville at night. That's going to be a rowdy place.
Yeah.
So this story coming out yesterday with Shane Beamer, South Carolina.
I love it.
We were just discussing it during Mic'd Up with Bengali Kamara.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Basically walking into Beamer's office telling him, I want a red shirt. And Beamer saying, hey, we're not on the same page. Go ahead and hit the transfer portal.
Yeah. They weren't on the same page.
No. Clearly not. First of all, with this situation, is that probably the right way to handle it? Yeah. Doesn't want to be there?
Yeah.
Go?
Yeah. Shane Beamer basically said, hey, quit on us. You know, he said, you come in here asking for a red shirt, and you're getting more playing time now. You should be coming in here asking how we can get better to be Alabama for your teammates and your team. The problem with this goes, there's so many layers to this. Yeah. And Mike and I talked about this off the air. There's somebody in this kid's ear, and there's somebody going, if you don't leave, you're going to miss another year where you could get NIL money. Because if you quit now, and he's quit. Okay, he didn't take a red. He quit.
Right. Yeah.
There's a different word. I'm taking a red shirt. You quit, and somebody's like, look, if you go somewhere, you're going to get another 12 to 16 months of NIL money, and that's everything that's wrong with college football. You know what I mean? I'm not blaming the kid because I guarantee. Now he is a grown man at this point in life. You know
right.
the age he is. He's making a grown man decision. Yes. But there's people in his ear going, you need to walk out of here because. If you don't make the NFL this time next year, you're looking for a job. And you want another job, you'll get another 12, 16 months of getting anywhere from probably, in my opinion, $5,000 to $10,000 a month at his position and his level.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. That's interesting, too. And kind of to bring you into what we were talking
about. That's basic pay
for
an SEC starter.
Kind of bring you into what we were talking about with this whole situation. I was like, you know, I just hate that this is even an option. I mentioned it to you. To me, we need to start taking red shirts off the table for upperclassmen.
Yeah.
Because this is the tip of the iceberg for the amount of times this is going to start happening.
Yeah, college football can't become your profession.
Or I like the idea if they go, hey, if you're close to graduating, if you tell me you're going to get two more semesters and you're going to graduate, give it to them. Give them that year back.
Yeah.
Graduate.
Yeah. Because
give them some academic incentive.
Well, and that's what I mean because I see college football can't become your profession. You're like, go make money for the 4 to 5 years you're in school.
Yeah,
that's fine. But I don't, and I know the Miami kid is a different situation because of injury. But I don't need a guy making $500,000 for 10 years because somehow he's figured out how to redshirt for 10. Injury is one thing, and I'm being a little bit ridiculous, but that we just have lost. We've lost what it's supposed to be at that point.
Speaking of injuries, Rusty, we had an intense conversation earlier about how easy the decision is for Steve Sarkisian to just go back to Quinn Ewers.
Very.
You know, or Arch Manning obviously has played pretty well. He's a little bit different dynamic. What do you think of that situation? The storied SEC rivalry that is Texas and Oklahoma going on this weekend.
it just
sounds ridiculous to say, but I'm here for it, I guess. Yeah. Do you think it's a simple decision for Steve Sarkisian to say, Quinn Ewers is our guy throughout the year? I personally think he is. I think it's a little bit more difficult than a lot of people are giving it credit for.
They're probably in a private quarterback meeting, in the private offensive meeting is going, we can do whatever we want with either one of them.
Right.
Here's where the long-term value is. Steve Sarkisian brought Quinn Ewers home from Ohio State. He's a Texas kid. He's going to be a first-round draft pick. We can win the national championship with him. Arch Manning is wired right. He knows he wants to wait his time. Supposedly, these two are really tight. And you got a locker room that you got to keep in one direction. But here's the thing, Mike. You know this being a locker room. When you go into a game going, we got two guys we can beat Alabama with.
Right.
We got two guys we can beat Georgia with. It don't matter who's out there. Yep. We'll let's roll. And Quinn Ewers has waited his time. He's done his thing. He's proved it. That game at Michigan when he carved them up, that's his team.
I'm curious because you're talking about in these meetings, and now with everything we've been talking about, it kind of comes back to this. Like it's almost like you look at it and go, Arch is cool with being the backup, and that's what matters the most important right now because Quinn Ewers hadn't played four games this year.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We just talked about guys that are like, hey, if you're going to bench me and I'm going to be the backup, that's not this situation. I'm just saying that there is a lot to be said about Arch being comfortable being that role.
I guarantee if that room was mic'd up, I guarantee you if you could get unfiltered Texas offensive staff meeting, they're going, dude, it doesn't matter.
But here's the reality for me. If his last name, if Arch's last name is Mansell or Morgan,
he'd be playing.
Quinn who? But the reality of the situation is there would be no conversation.
Yeah.
Because Quinn Ewers is a freaking Heisman Trophy candidate coming into the season.
That's right.
Or if Quinn Ewers' name was Manning, they'd be like, what are you talking about? Arch Ewers? Who cares about what he did? Quinn's the guy. And that to me is the biggest part that we're losing. There has been uproar and fan and media talk about it only because of his last name. I'm not saying he didn't play well.
Think about this. What if Quinn Ewers wins a Heisman? What if Texas – just say what if Texas goes all the way to the finals, win or lose it, okay? And they get Arch Manning as a starter next year, and Arch Manning gets 1 year as for 15 games for Texas, and he has to go because he's going to be the number one pick. Thank you for your that reminds me of David Green and DJ Shockley.
Yeah.
Georgia fans got 1 year of DJ Shockley, and it was a different day and age. Couldn't really transfer then. DJ Shockley won the SEC championship in that 1 year. So
played well.
What do you do? I mean, I know Texas fans are like, God, please let Arch Manning stay two more years. And he's wired, and he has financial means to do that, but there's a chance it might get one full season out of him.
Let me tell you something. We all, as fans, would love to have that spot what Texas is in.
Dylan's telling me we got to go, but I have to highlight this game, and I want you to give me just 10 seconds. Ole Miss and LSU, underrated game this weekend, on the radar, 9-13. That's a game that is usually crazy.
Ole Miss is walking into a 1988 Guns N' Roses concert.
Oh, wow.
100-year celebration and Baton Rouge.
Woo!
There's going to be a lot of Uber rides home. I can assure you that place is going to be unhinged.
That's such a good game. Every year, that's such a good game.
I'm telling you
great
what.
Great analogy.
Huge game.
Rusty, we appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us. It's been
up over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.